Josavac to the right side. Chase to the left side. To the right side he goes. Incomplete at the goal line. Washington breaking it up.
Roughing the passer, anybody?
A little bit.
I mean, come on. They call it when it's ticky-tack, and then Joe Burrow gets smacked in the face. Probably a little defensive holding, too.
A little bit.
Don't call either. And massive ramifications therein in the AFC North. And let me just start the show, and I'm going to do this twice today, actually, Doran. We'll do it again at 6:50. I'm going to start the show with this. I was dead-ass wrong. I wish the Bengals would have won that football game. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why I didn't consider the math of the whole thing. If the Bengals had won that game last night, the Ravens are sitting there at 5-4, and if the Steelers take care of business the next 2 weeks, the Ravens would then be 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be 8-2. The Bengals would also be 5-5. You'd have a 3-game lead in the AFC North on both teams. I'm a moron. And that non-call at the end of the game looms massive now in the trajectory of the AFC.
Yes.
The Bengals are sitting there at 4-6. They're not winning the division, obviously, and they're going to have to fight tooth and nail just to make the playoffs. But that call absolutely changes the trajectory of this division. And I should say that non-call. But there are bigger takeaways from this game. I think both offenses, no question about it, are elite. Because neither team was a great offensive juggernaut in the first half, and we saw what they're capable of in the second half. I also think both defenses very bad. And another takeaway I had coming out of the game is I think the Steelers are a more complete and better football team than both.
Yes.
You feel the same way?
Absolutely. I mean, defensively, in the first half, you texted me, you're like, man, the under looks pretty good right now. And it did. I think it was, what, 21-7, I think, in the first half. And then the game exploded. But the offenses are just unbelievable. I mean, once those two got going, you know why they're the best quarterbacks in the league. Like, there's no question about it. My question to you is, do you agree with going for two at the end of the game or kicking the extra point and hoping that Joe Burrow gets the ball first? Like, I know they didn't want to. They probably learned the lesson from Kansas City and Tampa Bay. I'm sure Zach Taylor saw that game and was like, you know what, I don't want to let Lamar have a chance with the ball because he probably is going to drive down the field the way that the momentum was going in the game. But do you agree with a two-point call, or would you have tried to tie it?
I would have gone for two.
Yeah.
I would have gone for two because I trust Joe Burrow. The way that they had scored really all game, but particularly in the second half, the way they moved down the field to score the touchdown, yeah, I would have gone for two. I understand what you're asking, because it's not the same as the Chiefs and Buccaneers, because you feel like if you're playing straight up in an overtime period and you're Cincinnati, you got a better shot than Tampa's got to feel on the road in Arrowhead going up against Mahomes. But generally in those situations, I'm going for two on the road and I'm taking my swings.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I do kind of make the connection to the Chiefs game against Tampa. But the only difference, like, I agree. I don't disagree with the call of going for two. Only way that I would have tried to tie it is because of how important this game is, because it's a division game. Kansas City Chiefs and Tampa Bay game wasn't a division game. It was, you know, AFC, NFC. Like, I would have went for two because it is what it is. Hey, if we could steal one from the Chiefs, great. That looks great on our resume. But this game, man. Yeah, I do have a lot of trust in Joe Burrow to get that two-point conversion, but this is a, as you see, you know, a crucial division game that you lose by 1 point.
No doubt. And I also think had the Bengals converted on that, I still think there's a good chance that the Ravens find their way into field goal range.
Yeah, there's about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, 38. And the Bengals defense, I don't think, is very good. And the Ravens offense is obviously elite. I think you want to go up in that situation, put all the pressure on the Ravens to go down and try to score in 38 seconds as opposed to kicking the extra point, and then you're at the whims of a coin toss. And if the Ravens happen to win that coin toss, now there's a sense of urgency because it's overtime, but not the same kind of sense of urgency where there's 38 seconds left. Like, you can run Derrick Henry then. Your entire playbook is open to you in overtime.
Yeah.
Whereas with 38 seconds left, and Lamar's been very good at dropping back and throwing it from the pocket this year. I mean, he is elite. Anybody who says otherwise ain't watching. They've got preconceived notions, maybe other stuff going on there. Come on now. I don't think you wanted them to be at their full powers in overtime.
Right. That's a good point, too.
I'm telling you, that non-roughing the passer call drives me crazy just because of the way roughing the passer has been called all year long.
Yes.
All year long. If they let other stuff go, just league-wide, 30,000 feet, globally speaking, as Mike Tomlin would say, if they're not calling all the ticky-tack ones, you know, I don't think there's any risk of Joe Burrow really getting hurt on that play, so I would have been fine with them not calling it. But they call all the ticky-tack ones, so you got to call that one.
Yeah, there's another one, too.
Yes, there was.
Late hit.
Yeah, and that one was late.
That was late.
The ones that drive me nuts are the body weight. But when you hit a quarterback late, that's always been roughing the passer.
Or hitting him in the face.
Yes.
Like,
and it was obvious. Like, that wasn't one of those ones where the pinky grazes the face mask.
No, his helmet, his head went to the side.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy. So I come away from that game thinking the Steelers are a more complete team than each.
Can they keep up, though?
That is the question. Those offenses are better than the Steelers' offenses. I don't think we have to pretend like that's not the case. But I think the Steelers' defense, I burped into the microphone, is significantly better than both of these defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore's defense is horrific, particularly on the back end. And oh, by the by, Kyle Hamilton. Who knows how long he's going to be out, what the issue is going to be there. He's their best secondary player, and that injury looked bad, and he was in a boot on the sideline. So he's probably not going to play against the Steelers. All right. Cincinnati, though, you have to play twice. They're formidable, and of course the Ravens are formidable. In the second half of the season, schedule for the Steelers is, no doubt about it, a gauntlet. And so my question, big picture, before we narrow it down to the game as we move forward in the show is, what do the Steelers need to do record-wise in the second half? What's realistic for them to do record-wise in the second half? 412-928-9370. I think you got to go 6-3 if you want to win the division. Like, 5-4 ain't going to do it. 4-5 probably gets you to the playoffs, but that ain't going to win you the division. So I think you got to go 6-3. I think you can. That's a tall task, though.
It is.
And if they're going to, Doran, they have to win on Sunday, I think. I don't see them going into Philly and winning. They never do. Kansas City, would never predict anybody to beat them. Doesn't mean you can't. They're vulnerable, but they don't lose, so I'm not going to predict you to win that one. You're probably going to go 3-3 in the division, 4-2 if you sweep the Browns. So you have to go 4-2 in division if you want to win it. And then Commanders would be a fifth win. And then you gotta go find one. So that's why this Commanders game is massive to me.
Where are you gonna find one?
I know.
Where are you gonna find one? What? I mean, 4-2 in the division.
Mm-hmm.
What, is it gonna be the Chiefs? I mean, what other opponent do they have on their schedule outside of Philly and?
Let me flip it to you this way.
Okay.
So out of Washington, Philadelphia, in Kansas City, which of those three is the most winnable? I think it's this week.
I don't...
And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. They're an underdog. The Steelers are. Out of those three non-divisional matchups, this to me, is the quote-unquote easiest game. You almost have to have it if you want to win the division.
You have to win.
Yeah.
I want to say the Eagles for some reason, but I can't figure out a reason why. You know, I want to say that game, because of what the Eagles have done, you know, for the first, what, 5-6 games, it wasn't great, but they're not that same team anymore.
They're a better football team today than they were early in the season.
Yes.
Philadelphia is.
Yes.
And all of these teams... Like, Washington can run the ball. Philadelphia, with Saquon, can run the ball. That seems to be the big thorn in the side of the Steelers' defense, and maybe the Steelers' team overall is that rush defense. Those teams scare the hell out of me. I think you might have a better chance of winning Kansas City on a weird, wacky Wednesday and Christmas than you do going to Philly and winning there. They get their ass beat when they go out there, perennially.
I mean...
5-4 looks more likely than 6-3.
5-4 looks more likely.
Yeah, it does.
Because you're not going to, like...
Even if you go 4-2 in the division, 5-4 looks more likely.
I mean, you're not going to sweep the Bengals. You're not going to sweep the Ravens.
No, I don't think so.
You can sweep the Browns.
Because we all saw that with our two eyes last night.
Right.
Cincinnati, from a mathematical standpoint, has an uphill battle to make the playoffs, but that team's game.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow threw for 400 yards.
And they didn't have T. Higgins.
Yikes. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
So what do the Steelers need to do in the second half